I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get it? The Bird Show.
There are some cities that are better for your personality than other cities. Me being from San Diego, that's kind of like in my fiber now. It actually forms who you are. It's kind of a laid-back town. Sun's always out. We're at the beach chilling out. I couldn't last 3 days in New York City.
and vice versa. So New York and big city, run around. And when I go places where it's much slower and people are much more polite and the sun is out, I feel out of place.
Like for you growing up in Lexington, I mean, you stayed here in the South in Atlanta, but there are some cities that probably wouldn't work for you.
Anywhere like up in the Northeast, yeah. It's just a little harsh.
Boston, Philly.
Yeah.
We wouldn't make it.
I'm too sensitive of a soul.
Abby, have you ever thought about moving?
For me, it's California. I remember really? When me and my mom flew into SFO, we were in the elevator with some couple and they were talking about Auburn. And they were talking about football and they were like, it's Auburn in Nevada? I'm like, how do you not know where Auburn is? So for me, like the SEC is in the fiber of my being. Like, you got to know about SEC football.
And Fallon here has been living outside of Atlanta, and she's been 15 years in Charleston, and wondering if Atlanta's gonna like be a good fit for her. So she's coming to us and saying, hey, what do you guys think? Hey, Fallon.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Really good. All right, so you're thinking about making Atlanta your home.
I am, and honestly, I have to give it to you guys. After spending 15 years in Charleston, and I listen to you on the app now, I mean, y'all have kind of made me familiar with Atlanta, so that's the main reason why it's crossed my mind. I'm always hearing about these great events going on.
All right, well, we may be misrepresenting some of the city. I like to think it's a great place, but it might not be for everybody.
I love it here. I think it's a beautiful city. I think it has a lot to offer, and I see this being our forever home.
What are you thinking about Atlanta, and what are you trying to choose from, or what's in the decision that we can help you with?
Yeah, so I have a little less than a year, and I've kind of narrowed it down to three or four places pretty much in the Southeast. It's a place that I'm comfortable with, to make it a little bit easier, I did kind of make a list of things that are really important to me in my next city. So I was like, well, maybe you guys will know and be able to help me. So number one, obviously, it's got to be a warm place. Sunshine is really important to me, and being close to the water, whether that's a beach or lakes, is really important. Having pro sports teams, I'm a big sports fan. That's something I miss a lot, especially in the wintertime when there's not a lot to do. So being able to go to sporting events, concerts, that's really important. I really have the luxury now of working remote most of the time, unless I'm flying for work. So having easy access to a major airport to be able to get places quickly when I need to is important. And really, diversity is a big portion for me. It's something that I feel like I'm missing right now. I really love to learn from other people, try new foods and experiences. And I'm also just turned 40 and I'm single. So being in an area, maybe it's a little bit more single people. I know dating is terrible no matter where you go, but at least having people I can meet that I have things in common with are important.
And you grew up in Charleston?
So my parents were in the military. So I've lived a lot of different places. So I'm really, really comfortable when with change, which actually makes it much harder to just find a spot. But I do feel like I'm in a place to where I'm ready to put up roots. But yeah, I spent 15 years in Charleston before I moved up to the coast of North Carolina for work.
All right, let's take these one at a time. Sunshine and water. Well, we do have some lakes around here.
We have some beautiful lakes.
We do have some beautiful lakes. There are parts of Lake Lanier that I am a big fan of. We got Oconee.
We got Oconee. We have Rathbun.
Lake Burton also was within driving distance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we could check that box.
Oh, Blue Ridge has a beautiful lake too.
Blue Ridge is awesome.
The mountains surrounding it is gorgeous.
Yep.
A lot of sunshine here too, for sure. The weather's amazing in Atlanta.
All right. Sports teams. Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
They're all mid, but yeah.
No, the Braves are good.
Except the Braves. You're right. I mean, dang, I can't win a World Series. But yeah, I mean, plenty. You got Falcons. You know, I'm a huge fan of Atlanta United. You got the Hawks. You got the Braves. We got that one. Check, 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 check all the way. Our airport is, I think, one of the biggest selling points outside of the celebrities they put on the billboards in that airport. The airport, I think, for me, really is one of the greatest selling points of this city. As a guy that loves to travel, you could pretty much get a direct flight anywhere in the world from Atlanta.
And absolutely. I feel like having the world's busiest airport, it functions really well, if you think about it. The amount of people that come in and out of that airport, they do a great job.
Mo could probably speak to the diversity.
Atlanta has a ton of diversity, honestly. Some of the best diversity I've seen in all of the places that I've been is you can go anywhere and get an experience of a lot of different cultures. It's a very diverse place. That's something that was important to me. And when I got here, it didn't let me down at all.
Single. You want to go this right here? Now, she's in a different phase of her life than you are. You said you just turned 40.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Dating is hard everywhere. So I don't necessarily think it's easier or harder in Atlanta than any other place. I will say, coming from a smaller city, I come from Jacksonville, Florida. There's a lot more options here. So I can complain all day long about how bad my dating life is. But at the end of the day, I remember what it was like to go out and not see a single attractive man in my age range. And now at the very least, if I'm going out, I'm seeing someone. I'm getting rejected, but I'm seeing someone that I would potentially date.
I will say this also, like, no matter what city you're in, if you're there long enough, you start to feel like you're jumping into the exact same dating pool over and over. Like, everybody knows each other, no matter how old you are.
Yeah, and I will say, because Atlanta is such a desirable city, I mean, you're talking about moving here, you do get a lot of new people every now and then because there's constantly people moving here for work. So I don't think it's a terrible city for dating. I think it's just dating is difficult, period.
You know, and I think when you're making a decision like this, you have to be honest about what the negatives are also. And I think the first thing that comes to mind for me is damn traffic, man. Mm. Sucks.
That's what everybody says. Traffic, traffic, traffic.
And Charleston isn't great, but it certainly is better than Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, when it comes to traffic. I mean, you move to a top 10 city, traffic is going to be one of your biggest headaches.
I think you need to know what parts of the city to stay in and which parts to probably avoid, because our crime rate in some parts of the city are very, very high, but that's the same as everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It is expensive to live here. I mean, the cost of living here for sure is higher than most places.
I mean, I'm from New York, so this is Atlanta's perfect in that area for me.
Yeah, I forget what the website is that you can go to and you can compare cost of living. It might be costofliving.com or something like that. I don't think it's going to be much crazier than Charleston, though.
As far as what I've learned from talking with Justin Landis and like where interest rates are, if you're looking to buy as opposed to rent, Atlanta is a very desirable city and it's very much a seller's market right now.
So, I would sell on it. I would definitely like to say move. Absolutely.
If you're looking for a change of pace, if you're looking for stuff to do, that's the beautiful thing about this city. There is always something going on. There always is a festival. There's something happening at Piedmont Park. There's something that you have OTP, ITP. There are festivals everywhere and all the small city. And you don't even have to live in Atlanta proper. If you want to try something like Roswell, so you can get a taste of Atlanta. So that's more like a Charleston feel, but you have the city like right there within your fingertips. I do think our I do appreciate MARTA for the big events downtown, but as far as our public transportation goes, it's definitely lacking compared to other big cities.
If you decide to move to Atlanta, we will take you by the hand and we will guide you through the city. No, we will, really. We'll tell you where all the restaurants are. Mm-hmm. We'll help you.
Great food scene.
Forgot about that. That's a really great.
That's a big plus.
Great food scene.
And so does Charleston. But Atlanta is really, really great also. So if you decide to move here, we will take you under our wings and we will show you around Atlanta to make sure that you love it, okay?
You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. That really helped me out a lot. I do appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with the decision. You keep in touch with us, okay?
Sounds great.
Get it. The Burt Show.